3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and you're listening to the Boom Burst Podcast Drinking Edition. Happy birthday to us. No major topic for this episode, just a birthday episode. So if you're here for news, check out the previous week's episode. Yeah. Cue the music.
Hi guys!
That was really bad. Thankfully, through the power of editing, only one person will be talking, and it will be me.
Guys, no, listen, it's Wine's birthday, alright? So happy birthday to Booze. Shout out to Booze.
It's Wine's birthday?
It's probably not Wine's birthday. That's a fact. This is like,
You need to check your facts before you speak them, because that's what happens. If you don't source your facts, people will come after
so,
you.
This is like Whose Line Is Anyway, so the points are made up and everything doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much. That's going to summarize this episode. So, to preface it, we're buzzed or tipsy / maybe a little drunk.
I'm 6 shots into some stories.
Congratulations.
I don't know about that.
I haven't eaten and I'm 4 shots into some pretty good rum.
Oh my god.
Why are you not eating? I told you to eat.
I had French fries.
Okay.
Nice snow.
I am nibbling on a granola bar. It's just for recording, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't want to get
sick.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not letting Tanner edit this. But hey, guys. I'm Cy.
I'm Dozer.
I'm Queenie.
And yeah, it's been 2 years, more than 2 years at this point, because stupid news. Since we started this show, we should use this episode to look back at what we've done
and all the mistakes we've made
or not done.
Starting this,
mistake number one: we started a podcast.
Mistake number two: we continued doing it for another year.
Mistake number three: when we went on hiatus, we came back every time.
Mistake number four: I bought an Espeon plush. Wait, no, that wasn't a mistake. No, it wasn't.
I bought you a Plusle plush.
I know.
A long time ago.
I'm so happy. I finally have all 6 with the Espeon plush. It took me like forever. But I have one now, and I haven't even opened it.
Guys, guys, the box. Guys, there's a Popplio plush, unlike the Pokemon store.
Yes, there is.
Burn it.
If I wasn't so tight for cash, I would totally buy it. So if anyone wants to get me a birthday present, tweet me.
You're like freaking Alex Fassiani, who just goes around saying, yo, I'm not asking, but my PayPal account is... Which part is he does that? So. God, I love Alex Fassiani. He is one funny dude, except he looks really weird with his new mustache.
One of the Popplio plushes is like, how big is it? It's 15 inches big.
Yeah. That's handleable.
It's a big one.
It's nice. It looks really nice, to be completely honest.
They always look nice. I'm going to be honest, while we're on the subject of like looking back at shit, Pokemon has come so far. When you like look at all their old plushies, they're awful compared to like the new ones that are so good and so nice looking. I'm just like, they upped their plushie game. It's beautiful.
I can't say anything because I haven't gotten like a new plush from the Pokemon store.
No, my God,
I have
they're all great.
One of the old imported Arcanine plushes.
Yes.
And that's okay. Except the neck fur like falls out sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of how it was sewn in. And I have a fan made shiny Umbreon plush.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the Pokemon plushes I have. Oh wait, no, I have like the giant old Pikachu too.
Oh, okay.
And I have an Umbreon pillow pet.
I still need to get the giant Wailord plush because that thing is adorable.
It's amazing.
But anyway, we're getting off topic because we don't have a topic.
Yeah.
So let's talk about politics.
No. That's one of the few rules that we've actually stuck to in this show, is that the only time we broke the politics rule is when we you know, endorse Junichi Masuda for president.
I support this.
Of the America state. But anyway, no, it's been like this last year's been one of the most productive, if not weirdest, years.
Yeah, it's been like, I don't know, like we've done a lot in the past 4 weeks.
We more than doubled the amount of episodes that we had on the website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we're at, like, looking at it right now, we have 54 episodes up and over 4,500 downloads, which is pretty good. I'm content.
Definitely. We need to work harder at it. If you've noticed, we've been doing a weekly schedule, and I think it's been working pretty well. We haven't hit any snags with it yet.
Part of that is because one thing we've done a lot this year is we've expanded the team.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true. For example, we now have a editor that we can use whenever we are strapped for time.
What a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, but we have Tanner on board.
And we added another artist. I think that's been the biggest, like, besides the editor thing, one of the best changes.
Definitely. Angie has done a phenomenal job.
Even if the new banner is like 10 months late.
Even if like one of her best thumbnails was never used, unfortunately. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take her best thumbnail that she made. It was the Pokemon Go one.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I'm just gonna slap one
Pokemon
year later.
Go to the polls, everybody.
Queenie, by the time this episode's out, it'll be done.
Yeah. Listen, it's just a topical reference that has to do with Pokemon, alright?
Do you want me?
I'm gonna Tapu Koko your Tapu Koko references.
Wow.
Proud of you.
I need to take a straight shot of vodka for that. That is miserable. Holy
shit. Yeah, but no. We also new album art this year. Like, really cool album art. And we need to have it changed already, because if you look closely in the album art, there are 7 hidden Pokemon. And it was going to be one for each team member, because we have Geo. We have, of course, the 4 hosts, Sai, Queenie, Fleet, and myself.
Present.
And then the 2 artists, which are Rodeo and Angie. Now we need an 8th one. Tanner needs a spirit Pokemon.
Aww.
Spirit Tomb.
No, perfect. Maybe he should choose it himself.
A Electrode, because he can't listen to other episodes, and he's soundproof to the point where he can't determine how long the intro needs to be. My one complaint. And my one jab at Tanner, because he did a great job with that episode. I'm happy to have him on board.
It's amazing.
He's done great work. Proud of him. A+.
Yes. The one episode he's edited so far was something I need to listen to.
It was episode 33, for those of you who don't know. It is the one with the incredibly short intro.
Yes.
But no, we've kind of been expanding. And not only just in the show itself, but we've also been expanding in what we do content-wise in general.
Yeah.
Like, I do YouTube stuff when I have the determination to do it, and I stream when I have the determination to do it.
And we've been on the radio.
Yeah, we've been doing a radio show for almost a year now.
Oh, geez, yeah, we'll have like a year of radio. Me and Sai have been doing Technical Disaster for like a year, and it's been awesome. It's gonna be sad for that to end. Mainly because there was never any need to edit anything ever.
Exactly. It was just there because we learned to censor ourselves correctly because we were on air, except for Desi, who said shit on live radio.
I didn't get in trouble for that. It's totally fine. And then additionally, Fleet and myself teamed up.
But of course, I get in trouble for mentioning an SJW in an episode or something. I don't know.
I didn't get in trouble for that. I just don't. Please. because I know my campus. They will castrate me alive for something like that.
That'd be funny.
Don't hurt. But no, and Fleet and I, we actually, if you ever go back, if you listen to episode 27, that actually wound up kickstarting. See, that's a pun, because we talked about Kickstarter. we wound up kickstarting a show on that called Dragon Devs, where we've been talking about a card game that I've been developing with my buddy Dragon Incarnate.
That's awesome.
So that's another cool thing we'll be doing. And I've recorded every one of those this last semester so far.
Congrats.
I need to do something with them. I've also recorded every technical disaster, too.
Congratulations.
So yeah, we need to do something with those at some point. Maybe spin-off podcasts.
Maybe, maybe.
Other than that, I've been way too busy to, like, do other content. Like, I even had to... Well, I had to stop streaming not because of time constraints, but because I moved.
Hmm.
Yeah, and your internet is...
atrocious.
Like my internet when we first started.
Except worse.
Exactly.
But I'll be moving again soon. Like, next month sometime, because I'll be graduating college, hopefully, if I pass and get all my homework done. If I pass and get all my homework done.
Still, though, that's awesome. Yeah. That's, like,
yeah,
amazing.
You're growing
up. Such
a
good feeling.
It's scary.
You're doing adult things. You're going out and buying yourself a sippy cup so you can put your wine in it so you don't spill it.
I have to go and, like...
That's actually adulting.
I have to,
job, you know?
I have to go and, like, pick out a suit this week. And get it tailored. And, like, go to job interviews in the next month or so. Like, I gotta start adulting. What is this?
Someone said that adulting is when you realize that you can finally buy yourself a cake whenever you want. I thought
okay,
that was a pretty
that's...
good and apt description of adulting.
That is true.
Adulting is when you want to buy yourself a cake whenever you want, but you realize you can't afford it because you have bills to pay.
Or you, realize that you don't want to eat it because eating it might make you feel bad.
Look, eating cake never makes you feel bad, even if it's a whole cake at once, okay? Or maybe that just means
adulting,
I'm fat. I don't know.
Adulting is having depression, but actually having a reason for it this time.
Hey! There's always a reason for depression, though. Life sucks.
And that is what we take away from this episode. Thank you for watching, guys.
Bye. No, but this year we also like met other, like, this is the first year we've kind of like worked with other content creators and interacted with some people outside of our own show.
Yeah, like we worked a little with
Omni Jakala early on. We've had him on two episodes so far.
Yeah.
Only, and they were all Smash related.
Yeah. And he's a really nice guy. You should definitely go and subscribe to Smashified on YouTube because they make amazing content if you aren't already subscribed.
Also,
do it.
Yeah, Artsy Omni's got like his own YouTube channel now. And it's pretty cool. He does basically like one man podcast kind of things.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Which he was doing before because they had like their own Legend of Zelda type thing.
Yeah, the Minish Recap.
Yeah.
And I think he just got too busy to do that because of the Rayman leak blowing up and starting Smashified.
Yeah, yeah. But he's an amazing artist. And yeah, basically.
So is the entire Smashified team, amazing artists and musicians and voice actors, some of them. Like, Chris, isn't it Chris Seshwal or something like that, who's got like that amazing deep voice?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And I want to get him on the show one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what for, just to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. But, like, we did a little bit with him, but, like, we also reached out to another Pokemon podcast, Radio Whirlwind, who we have become very good friends with for the most part.
Yeah, mostly Illis and MSN, Master Shadow Ninja, the two we had on the show. They're pretty cool, but also, like, their entire team is sweet.
Yeah, and it's always a pleasure to work with them and everything they do. They're also a great podcast. You guys should check them out. They have their own website, correct?
It is radiowhirlwind.com. You can also find them at pokemonradio.com.
Yeah.
So if you don't remember Radio Whirlwind, PokemonRadio.com, you'll find them.
Yeah. They're an amazing podcast. I would highly recommend you to listen to them. They're very laid back. They're more laid back compared to us, honestly.
Yeah. So if you think we're laid back.
Yeah.
But they, like, mix cool music and stuff into their shows because that's, like, their thing. Mm-hmm. Because they have, like, an actual, like, Pokemon radio. Mm-hmm. And it does stuff.
I was really happy that the one episode we were on, I got to talk about Dark Side of Dimensions. Yes. So, like,
yeah, we were on one of their episodes.
Yeah, and they were on one of ours.
Yeah. We need to get them on a show again because that was just...
Yeah, definitely. And in this upcoming year, we're going to try and get more hosts on... Oh, not hosts. More guests.
More guests.
On. It'd be awesome to get more people in the Pokemon community on our show. Just to talk or just like to have a discussion with.
Yeah, like, so if there's anyone, you guys, if there's anyone like you want us to have on the show, let us know and we'll try and get in contact with them. We have a list.
We have a number one currently.
Yes.
That would be Omni.
not Omni Jacala, but Inferno Omni, because he's now a Poketuber.
Inferno Omni. I just want a reason to have our intro to the show be a remix of the Shofu theme, but with the Boom Burst Explode sound.
And I just think he's cool.
Yeah, he's really cool. He hates Ness mains, but I want to know how he feels about Lucas mains.
That is a really good question. Maybe we should tweet at him and ask him, we know you hate Ness mains, but how do you feel about Lucas mains?
You know what? I'm going to do that right now.
Use the Boom Burst Twitter.
I will.
Lucas mains need to get on the one true main and just switch back to Ness and go where the heart leads them.
No, they don't.
No, because Lucas is an amazing character, and you obviously don't know what you're doing if you're playing only Lucas.
Lucas mains?
Or only Ness.
Lucas mains need to do the cool thing and main Samus against a Ganondorf and get totally destroyed at a Smash regional.
Is that what
That's a great video. We should link that in.
Please,
we
no.
should link that.
Please. No. That is like the most embarrassing thing in the world for me right now.
Why did you switch to Samus?
Because Samus is really fun. But Samus is also really bad.
Should have been doing Zero Suit, man.
I mean, Zero Suit's really good. But no, I messed up so bad because I was, like, really nervous and my hands were shaking. I somehow messed up the wall jump input, like, 3 times.
Congrats.
And it just didn't register. And it was to the point where the commentators were like, does Samus have a wall jump? I know Zero Suit has one. Does Samus, like, not have a wall jump? Oh, my God.
It's been sent.
Oh my god, it was horrible.
It was very rough to watch.
Especially since you know I can do better.
Ah, that was like the worst part.
Oh my god.
I'm liking and retweeting that tweet because then he'll get notifications.
Listen, you'll get him next time, buddy. You'll get him next time.
Hey, maybe I should just retire from Smash and focus on Pokemon VGC, because VGC 2017, Cyanide did kind of like a little preview of this.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome to get someone who actually plays VGC to talk about it.
Like the wonderful people from KantoCast.
Hell yeah. But, like, I don't know, this upcoming VGC season looks really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I should probably take my phone off of vibrate.
I have it on silent because I've been Snapchatting someone the whole time.
We're totally professional this episode.
We are professional.
We are, sorry, but I'd also, you know, this isn't a group that we've interacted with much, but they're called Pokemon Crossroads. And they do, every 2 weeks, there's like a blog post about the Pokemon podcasts. And they've put some of our episodes there.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, dude, I linked you to them, and they like gave you credit for like predicting Pokemon stuff.
Oh, that's right, I remember that.
Yeah, they've been doing this for like a while, And I just want to say thank you, guys. I think it's Mikey who works on those articles. Thank you. That's totally awesome. Oh, another shout out. Corey from the Nerd Queue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From, because he does Dragon.
He does Dragon Devs. He was on an episode with us, episode 27. And he might help with promoting the show later on. And I'm going to be writing for him a little bit.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm technically staff at...
Disastered.
I'm technically staff at the Nerd Queue now. So's Olivia. Good. We both are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'm staying here. The Boomburst is my brainchild, so don't get jealous like Sai.
No, I won't. Don't worry, I'm fine.
I got very jealous.
Sai does get jealous.
I do.
Shame on you, Sai. Why can't you be... more like it's my possible. Lack of jealousy.
Like, Sai and I have had some, like, several, like, real talks about my relationship with the Nerd Queue and how mm-hmm. it's sometimes a strain on my relationship with the Boomburst because I am a polycaster. I don't know. I tried to
make
a word.
You're just doing multiple shows. That's use. Words that people know.
I was trying to make it was going to extend the joke by saying it was going to be a mashup of polyamorous and podcaster.
That's not a joke, that's just alliteration.
For me, it's I'm an English major, okay?
I guess everything in Shiranui is a joke to you then. Shiranui Sage, Shiranui Samurai Saga.
Yeah, but I don't understand them because I study English.
Shiranui Synthesis Style. Samsara. It's all alliteration.
So no.
Shiranui, seriously, let's stop this joke.
I'm so confused.
Alliteration. It was not alliteration. It was trying to mash two words together.
For them to start with the same word.
No. It was a portmanteau.
Or the same
it
letter.
It was a portmanteau.
Oh my god. Grammar. Nerds.
Portmanteaus can still have alliteration in them, though.
Not when it's one word. Not a polyamorous podcaster. I was trying to say polycaster or something.
Poly. I love how we're getting into a fight about English and grammar on this show now.
I am very ow. My hand hurts.
In all honesty, we're going to have links to, of course, Artsy Omni, Pokemon Worldcast down in the description, Pokemon Crossroads down in the description.
Like, everything we're talking about will be down in the description.
Yeah, we're gonna try and get as much down in the description as down as we can.
This is literally our thanking the entire Pokemon community for letting us exist episode.
Exactly. It is amazing. What we've kind of done in the past year. Mm-hmm.
We've done some kind of really crappy things this year too though.
Alright, so can we talk about some of the crappy things we did?
I think we should talk about some of the crappy things we did.
I did no crappy things. Yeah. I deny all responsibility.
You made our lives hell with audio editing, so.
Yeah. It's called turn down your audio, your volume. Like, I hate being in the middle of editing something, and then I hear myself say something, and there's an echo, and I'm like, wait, single out Queenie's audio. Oh, there I am. But at the same time, Fleet does it too, so it is annoying. And I did it in the last episode, but...
I don't think I do it much. No responsibility.
No, you just don't keep... You just don't keep volume throughout the whole episode. That's what you do.
No responsibility.
Like, you can look through... And the worst part is like, it'd be fine if, like, Queenie kept audio with, like, Dozer and I... But she's so loud because of how her mic picks her up, and it's no one's fault that, like, you look through the audio editing and, like, you see, like, your general waveform with, like, me and Dozer and Fleet, and it looks like waveform, and then you just see blocks when Queenie's talking.
Sounds good to me.
Queenie's voice is very demanding.
I'm a very sexy
and
block.
Very impactful.
That mic picks up way too much.
I'm a very...
Was that when she was using the Porta mic?
No, it's whenever she records.
All right, so there's no responsibility. As long as I'm attractive, it's fine.
My name is Cynthia. I sexually identify as a block of audio waveform. I can get really loud or really quiet depending on the situation. But you know, there will always be bumps along the way.
Oh my god. I'm fine. I'm not fine. Wow. It's fine. Oh, bless. Bless.
That's horribly wonderful.
Bless.
That deserves a drink.
But it does. I'm going to join you in that one.
But, yeah, other things we've done this year.
Gone on hiatus for half the year?
Yeah, we didn't really put out that much content this year. Like, I know we said at the beginning we put out a lot of content, but, like...
It's concentrated in, like, late winter and the last few months. Well, not the last few months, but the last few weeks.
I think it helps that there's, like, once again, more Pokemon news, though.
No, here's the thing. The year before, we had the problem of not enough news for the longest time. And earlier this year. Then this summer, we had the exact opposite problem.
Too much news.
Too much news. We would finish editing an episode. This has happened at least 10 times, I swear. Count them.
Yeah, there's been 3 episodes that we fully recorded, and then we never released, because all the information by the time we were done recording was therefore, like, not even relevant anymore.
Because more
actually
news
no
came
we
out.
Recorded at least 5 episodes that happened to, because we did the catch-up episode, we did the Pokemon Go episode, we did, and the catch-up episode was 2 episodes,
yeah,
because we were trying to do a two-parter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Pokemon Go episode, there was the Pokemon Go information episode, I remember that, so that's 4 episodes already. And then we also promised that we were going to be doing an episode on like, Nintendo games that you should play that you probably aren't.
And we haven't gotten around to that yet.
No, we haven't gotten around to it. We'll probably get it out sometime later this year.
We should absolutely do that, though.
We should try and get it out before holiday season.
We'll record it sober, so we'll do it another day.
Obviously,
and then we'll just try and release it. Like, we'll record it and then edit it and then release it on a week where we didn't get around to recording. Probably in the holiday season, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good idea.
So you can, like, spend your Christmas money on some Nintendo games
like Earthbound
that are on the eShop,
like Earthbound,
or Pokemon Ranger Shadows of Almia.
Keep your
that
suggestions
one.
Inside,
or Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks, because they're both on there right now.
Or we can stop putting games out and actually save it for the show.
Or Crash Bandicoot 4. Okay, what else have we done that was really, really?
Can we just put the... Here's something that I feel like we did that was kind of...
Is it the Patreon?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it wasn't because we needed... Like, we were at a point earlier this year where... It was after I got laid off. And Cy was done with his seasonal work.
Mm-hmm.
And we were strapped for money. Because it was about a year ago, and I was about to get laid off. And we made a Patreon because we needed to, A, keep the website running, and B, we needed equipment upgrades for half the team.
Exactly.
Queenie needed a mic. I had bought Queenie a mic out of my own pocket, and that was expensive. But Queenie needed a mic. Queenie needed a travel mic.
Which I'm Olivia using right now, by the way. So it was an actual, like, worthwhile investment.
Yeah. No, these are all things, like, that we needed.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we bought ourselves a Wii U because we wanted to play Wii U games. Like, all the stuff that we bought, we didn't buy a Wii U, first of all, I'm going to say that. We bought things that we needed for the... We put a lot of the money towards
recording
the site
equipment,
itself.
Pop filters, websites, management stuff.
Most of it was going to, like, website management stuff. Because, like, the pop filters and the mic... Like, we bought 2 mics, 2 pop filters, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Altogether, that was, like, 100...
Oh, gosh, no. It was about 200 and... some.
Yeah, something around there.
It was between, it was around the $200 range, all the equipment combined. I myself spent like 75 of my own money on that though, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like everything else went towards the site, keeping it up and running, everything like that. And we still we still have a little bit left over, right?
Not really.
Not really. Enough to boost this episode though, right?
Oh, that's been coming out of my own pocket.
Oh, okay.
I've but, been since we shut down the Patreon and the funds ran dry because of stuff, I've been like paying for like everything out of my own pocket, like I did before.
Yeah. Which, you know, the Patreon, it was a good idea at first because we launched it in on the new year and it was like, hey, we could do this so we could keep doing this, we wouldn't have to worry about the money, and that was like our main point. But like over time it just kind of felt like a scummy thing because we weren't getting out enough content to really justify it. Mm-hmm. Well, to me at least.
Same.
So it kind of felt like we were cheating out our listeners, and I felt really bad about it.
When we were pretty much Dozer like,
felt really bad.
Oh, I felt horrible. What I felt really horrible, especially at one point, because I think we talked about this on the episode where we announced that we were taking it down, because I also pledged to people on Patreon.
Oh yeah, Patreon did this thing where it basically started pulling money from the Patreon account that we had, even though it wasn't supposed to be linked to Dozer's, and then paying other Patreon pages through that money.
Pretty much, and they subtracted the my outgoing from our incoming and gave us the difference, which turned into like $2.15 a month. So I still owe the boom, like I owe the Boombers this. I owe the Boombers like $45 still.
But he's been paying it back. He's been a good boy about it.
I've been paying it back and paying for the show.
Yeah. Which is fine for now. Mm-hmm. But like we were saying how we don't know if it'll come back. And honestly, I don't think it will. It would be nice to have, but at the same time, it's something that I don't really think
we should be something. Don't need, because right now our operation costs per month are under the $50 point, and if I get a good job, then we won't need it because I can fund the show completely.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'll be working through the winter, so.
Oh, that'll help. We got. That'll be nice.
Yeah. I get to do office work.
Oh, yay, cool. I do office work every day. So you can join me with that. It's awful.
I've
been unemployed not as fun since as bartending. August.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough.
Fair counterpoint.
So very that's fair. We want to apologize for that. I think the worst thing that we did though was just not regular content.
Yeah, that is probably the worst thing we've done.
And
we're trying to fix that.
Been consistent thing that we've had.
Jesus, I'm sobering up.
I know, I need more. Because this is starting to get depressing.
Oh, you bunch of lushes.
But, good thing, good news though, exciting things about the show. When did we get this many Twitter followers? Last I checked, we were at 54. Now we have like 83.
Yeah. Hopefully we can. I really wish the Twitter would blow up.
Guys, but follow us on Twitter at the Boomburst. Talk to us. Just like message us.
Follow us on Twitter at Alex Fasciani.
Yeah. Actually, question, do we have our DMs open? We should have our DMs open.
We should. I think we do.
Settings.
Turn on night mode.
I don't know where we do this.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go ahead and do this right now. Phone number. Would it be in security? Nope. Would it be in timeline? Nope. Would it be in notifications? Nope. Would it be in privacy?
Oh, yeah, no, it was under security. Receive DMs from anyone.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, okay, yeah, our good. DMs are open. We had to just check that. I think we opened them up for the giveaway that we did.
Yeah.
We gave it away.
What was
it? We gave away a digital copy of it went to Nicholas Vincent, which was at Electric 441. He won the giveaway.
Oh, I remember. Okay, never mind.
Copy of he got a copy of Pokemon Yellow. Mm-hmm. That was one of our
enjoying that
Twitter campaigns.
It's a It's a good game.
It's a good game.
It is. I need to play it.
Oh my god. I want to play it again.
Make sure that you do the glitch like I did and get the Gengar early on.
Gengar.
All right. Also, one thing we're trying to do this year is we're trying to open up our Discord to people who want to talk to us, like anybody. We'll probably end up putting a tweet out with a link to it or whatever.
And there will probably be a link on the website.
If you want to have that 411.
Yeah.
If you want to chillax, Max and B-Ball playing cool. Mm-hmm.
I need to set up the Discord server. There might actually be a link in the description.
If we get it done in time.
It doesn't take long to get the Discord
set up.
That's
how we'll sober
yeah.
up. I'm kidding. We won't get sober.
My life is
the It's
mess.
A Sunday it's night. It's time to party.
So yeah, anyway. Yeah, it is. Discord, check it out. We're going to make one. And if you guys want to come talk to us, that'd be super cool. And if you just mm-hmm. kind of want to be there
Girl,
to hear announcements yeah. about stuff, that's cool too. Anyway, hell that's yeah. the only thing to add on there.
Okay, hold on. We can talk about a little Pokemon news real quick because we brought up Pokemon Yellow though. In Europe, if you're a European person, they're doing a Mew event at certain cool. Pokemon Sun and Moon launches Ooh, over in the cool. UK. I don't remember exactly what the store is, but it is... I'm on Cerebi right now just to check what it is. They will be at Old Truman Brewery. Brewery. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the 22nd of November. Tickets are limited to giveaway by partners, so keep an eye out. And you'll be able to receive a unique Mew through the Virtual Console games that you can send to your copy of Sun and Moon in January.
That's super cool.
America
guys,
won't get something like that unless it's at GameStop.
I'm not sober.
I don't think any of us are.
This episode's a train wreck. We should totally do this as a spin-off series, though. The Booze Burst, After Hours.
Yeah, if you guys would like a show called The Booze Burst, where we just get kind of drunk, and we'll try and find topics for it, too.
It'll just be very bad.
Yeah, it'll be a really bad show. Forewarning, because you've already noticed how much I've been swearing in this episode.
That would be like we'd need to make a new Podbean and literally just label that as explicit.
Uh-huh.
Because it'd be
are we able to just individually put things as explicit?
Yeah, but then the problem is people who don't want explicit content that subscribe to the Boom Burst would also get the Booze Burst.
That's a good point.
Because right now we don't have multiple RSS feeds until we get our own website.
That's something to bring up.
We want a
new website.
Is totally not being worked on right now because I need help.
Yeah. And I don't know how coding works.
Tanner
probably does.
And my hand like actually really hurts.
You know what they say.
No pain, no
gain. Wanker's cramp is a epidemic affecting all Brexit people.
Oh my god.
And what we're going to do now is we're going to sign off.
Yep.
So I've been Dozer.
I've been Queenie.
And I've been drinking a lot of vodka.
I hate my life right now. Too much booze and not enough food.
I
want to
die.
Thanks for listening. Hopefully we survive for another episode. Hashtag booze burst.
To quote a wise man.
Bye.
Oh, I just spilled my drink on my bed. No.